And it's time for the gut check. In studio with me is a good buddy of ours, Joe Perucci. And back in the day, Joe was one of our interns. And then we warned him that we might put him to work. And yeah, he became a part-timer. And then he went off to Boston for a while to continue his education. Now he's back in the area and he's working with Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And so he says, hey, I'll come in and do a gut check with you. So here he is. So hi, Joe.
Hey, first time. Yeah, gut check. Here we go.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and throw it at you. What you got for me?
All right. So, you know, asking the listening audience, like wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question, you know, what is happiness? What would it take for you to truly be happy? Is it undoing something from the past? Is it changing something that seems impossible moving forward? Is it that relationship, that job opportunity, that grade, that missing thing, that person, whatever it is? If just that one thing changed, you know, what is it for you? Will it fulfill your needs, satisfy you, make you whole? So think back to the last time you got that thing to make you happy. You know, just trying to think, okay, so can you even remember what that thing you wanted and got was? Did that happiness last? Does it still last? Was it maybe even ultimately empty? Not like you thought it would be. I think like a lot of us, we keep striving to fill our deeper need, you know, that sadness, loneliness, pain, distrust, self-worth, and we're grasping at straws all the time. And like, I just want to encourage everybody, like you're not alone. I am not alone in these struggles. It's all of us. Just like Annie Minio says in Shame, you know, everybody's crooked. Some just do a better job at hiding it. So we just keep trying to find happiness with shopping or trying to be cool, getting money, chasing a relationship, working to get the promotion, wanting approval, having sex, drinking, perfect grades, doing what others expect. And it just always ends up in this cycle going downward instead of like actually picking us up. And I think it's because we're missing this God-shaped hole. You know, none of those things end up fixing the problem or even giving us lasting happiness. And God wants to give us that lasting joy. We get that fullness of joy by sharing in what brings God joy. John 15 says this, is verses 9 through 11. And this is Jesus explaining how joy is tied to love. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. You know, he's only giving these commands, or what we naively think of as rules, to give us true joy. So we're not grasping at these other things. Jesus goes on and gives further wisdom and guidance in Matthew 6, 19 through 21. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moths and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moths and vermin do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So while we may get temporary happiness from that one thing that we think we need or want, it never seems to last, and we forget and move towards the next thing that we want or we think will fix us or fix that things in our lives. And it's just a cycle that keeps us searching and often continuing to hurt. You know, the God-shaped hole is still there and we yearn to fill it. So, you know, let's go back to that passage from John. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. Jesus explains that spending time in the Bible and having a relationship with him will make our joy complete. Not just happy for the moment or the day or the week, but complete lasting joy. You know, so I want to encourage everybody, and this goes for me too, like chase Jesus, chase that relationship. Set aside time to talk to him just like you would a best friend. You know, prioritize him in your day and then let him talk back when you open your Bible. It's not just some like rule book. You know, no, the verse says he wants to give us complete joy. The Bible is a love story, his love story of how he died to cover those broken places and regretful sins in our lives. You know, that's what we remember today, Good Friday. So 1 Timothy 1:15 says this, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. So just, you know, keep in mind, you're not too far gone, you're not too far broken, you're not too lost. He is calling you. He can and will fill you with true joy. So will I choose to go to him for that healing and that joy that we want deep down? Why wait?
All right, and there's the gut check. Why wait? Good question. Hey, Joe, can we have you pray for our listeners, please?
Sure thing. I'm just going to keep it short and personal the way I do in prayer with the Lord. Jesus, we all have hurts and needs. Help us to run toward you, not something we think will fix us. Help us to remember that you want to hear from us and you want to give us true lasting joy. Thank you, and thank you for dying for us. Amen.
Amen. Once again, we're talking to Joe Perucci. He is part of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes in Northwest Ohio. Joe, remind me once again what they have you doing with that group.
Yeah,
what's your title?
It's good. It's, you know, it's going into public schools and sharing Jesus and trying to bring joy, trying to bring people something deeper that they're looking for that maybe they're missing otherwise. And sometimes that's daunting, but it's really encouraging for people that maybe have never had that opportunity before, never been exposed to that.
Very cool. So as far as Fellowship of Christian Athletes, what have you guys got going on? And kind of explain, I mean, you're talking about going into through schools, you know, and helping to spread that joy. But Fellowship of Christian Athletes, I mean, if people hear that and hear like athletes, okay, so what's that got to do with Jesus and stuff? Can you kind of give an overall as far as what you guys do and then maybe some of the things that are going on locally with your group?
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, kids are going to hear, you know, FCA in school and say, oh, yeah, I recognize that. FCA is going on. So right now I'm in Springfield, Northview, Southview, Anthony Wayne, and just trying to get that started. So, you know, if anybody's listening to this and is like, oh, yeah, that'd be great for my team. And that's the angle of FCA, through the athletes, through the athletic program, through the coach. And so going that route to help the team, but ultimately help the individuals, the coaches and the athletes. And so I think, you know, it's super valuable, because otherwise, you know, you might just be fighting to break through with administration or whatever. Now there is generalized FCA clubs at the schools. Like, I know Southview has it, Northview has it, Anthony Wayne's in the process of getting it, and Springfield has it. So you can go that route. But for me personally, it's trying to break in through the athletic world, and maybe the track team or the football team or the baseball team or the softball team, whatever it is. And then we have huddles. So, you know, that huddle will meet once a week, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. And I work with coaches around, you know, what's flexible in their schedule, and then go in and hit on a topic. And, you know, it's always got biblical foundation. So it comes back to not what Joe knows, but what God says. And so, yeah, I don't think anybody can argue that's for the betterment of people. And it doesn't ever hurt anybody to be more biblically grounded.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I know that you guys have got some stuff going on a little bit later on in Fields of Faith. And we'll more than likely be involved with that some way, shape, or form. So
I'm looking forward to that. I'm excited. It actually wasn't even my idea, but it's a big thing down south, and so I've got a few people backing it already and that want to make it happen. A lot of the churches see it as valuable, but it's specifically targeted towards 7th grade through 12th grade, and basically giving high school kids an opportunity to come out, have some fun, and then we'll have a speaker. You know, I don't know who that is yet, but we'll have a speaker, we'll have music, we'll have games, we'll have food, all this kind of stuff. And it's just a big event. And right now it's on Lord's campus, and so that'll be great. That should be in September, sometime mid-September. Just figuring that out and making sure it's not too cold. I mean, the weather needs to get warmer now. But anyway, so that's that. And, you know, and as far as FCA moving forward, you know, so we have those four schools, but that's not to say something can't happen in those other schools. Like, if you're in one of those schools and you're, hey, you know, I'd like to see something happen at my school, and I'll give you my contact at the end of this, but feel free to reach out and let's see what we can do just to get something started. And we have another rep coming in on the east side. Her name is Mindy, and she'll be handling some of those schools, Perrysburg and out, you know, like, I'm trying to think, like Oregon off there. So she'll be on that side, whereas I'm more on the west side. So there's opportunities there to come next school year. But we're hoping to, you know, do some things. We'll have the Unity Breakfast. We'll have Fields of Faith. And we'll just try to stay active in the community and seeing how we can help.
Great. So if people wanted to, you know, go ahead and get a hold of you or maybe, you know, some of the schools that you're involved with, how could they find FCA on social media or even contacting you personally?
Yeah, I think one of the best ways is to see what's happening upcoming with us. Like, we don't have an event this at the end of this school year, but coming up next would be nwohiofca.org. That's just northwestohiofca.org, and that's our landing page, and you'll find contact information there. You'll find whatever events going on. I wouldn't say our social media is the best way to find things out, but we do have social media presence on Twitter. If you just type in Northwest Ohio FCA, it'll pop up. For me personally, like, the best way to reach me would just be to email me. So that'd be J, my first initial, and then P, my person, the first letter of my last name. So P as in Paul, I-R-U-C-K-I at FCA.org. So J-P-I-R-U-C-K-I at FCA.org. And that'll come right to me. And I'm pretty much on top of my email all the time. So I'll get back to you. Just whatever it is, maybe you have questions. Maybe you want to see something happen at your school, wondering what's already going on at your school, or just have more questions about FCA in general. I'm happy to answer.
Great. Once again, we're talking to Joe Perucchi. He's part of FCA Northwest Ohio and in the west side of the greater Toledo area. And we'll be hearing in more from Joe and company as we continue on. Our Share-a-thon is going to be starting on the week of April the 29th. And we're going to be bringing in a lot of people talking about what's going on in the youth culture. What are some of the things that we should be concerned with? What are some of the things that we could be doing to help encourage the youth culture? So looking forward to that, Joe.
Yeah, definitely. I think that'll be great. And, you know, I appreciate the opportunity to be here today. It's been great.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, sir. Appreciate it.
No problem.